Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
People, how are you? Welcome to episode 606 of Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, broadcasting to all corners of the globe, which is interesting because the globe is round, on your radio, TV and computer, or your phone maybe, all the way from me little studio by the sea, which, if I look out the window, it's a bit grey and damp. And very, very autumn, back to school, oh God, summer's over kind of vibe. that's been happening this week. Miserable children dragging themselves to school, looking like the world has ended. Anyway, I hope you had a good few days. I took last week off because I was a bit tired and mangled to recover and regroup after the massive 30 show at the Royal Festival Hall. Guys, it was an incredible event. Thank you to everyone who came down to that. It was a truly special evening, and thank you for all those lovely messages. I really don't know whether we're going to do one of those ever again. I was just talking to Andy, my producer, about the state of the business and how it works. I don't think we made any money. So that gives you an idea how much that thing cost to put on. But I hope you loved it. It was a really special evening, and it took a long time to put that together. The actual prep for that was vast. We also just announced the next Australia tour. We did 10 shows down there last year, and we're going to celebrate 30 years of Chicane. You see, the 30 years of Chicane thing is quite interesting because it kind of starts about now, actually, because that's when we first released Offshore around about this time of year, 30 years ago. So we're going to be playing over 15 shows in six states and territories, taking in cities like Brisbane, Melbourne, Byron Bay, Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, and many more. Pre-registration is open, guys, if you fancy it. It was absolutely off the hook last year, and I can see this being a bit of a pilgrimage every year. And we are going, I can't talk about it much, but we are going to be doing a sunset residency in Perth. It's kind of, we're going to be doing three or four sunset shows. I think we're going to stream them. Very cool. I can't talk much more about that at this point. So we shall get back to the show over the next hour. Got nice mix of new and old stuff. Leaving Lauren, Praise, Elke Klein, Everything But The Girl, Elder Brook, and lots more. We've got the soundtrack selection, which this week comes from a racing game on the PlayStation. We're going to start things off, though, in Germany with something new from Kapellmeister Ehrenhofer. Kapellmeister is the German word for conductor or band leader, and this is called First Light.
Thank you.
Chicane. Sunsets.
Rather wonderful Leaving Laurel there with In the Velvet Night. And before that, a new one from Henry Gayo and Moon X called Sprout. Sprout, I like that. In terms of music news this week, now, there's been a lot of chat about AI music in the news, guys. One of the biggest records of the summer by French DJ Hugel, or Hugel, as you probably call him, with a tune called Moving to the Sun. Now, I'm sure you've heard all about this on social media, and it actually started life, allegedly, as an AI-generated song posted by a Hungarian social media influencer. Now, Hugel and his team heard it being posted over socials, and then basically, I don't know how you actually buy the rights for an AI piece of music, but I think they did, and kind of recreated the tune and got Alternate to redo the vocals, and it's gone on to be one of the most Shazam songs of the summer and go to number one in all the charts. So this is an interesting topic. I'm not too sure really what to think about this, to be honest. Personally, it feels slightly depressing as a musician. At least Hugel's been open and honest about this whole process, and I'm concerned that this is going to be a pattern which is going to be followed by lots of other producers. I still have some fairly major issues with the authorship of this track, because somebody somewhere is not being financially compensated for their work and somebody else is getting that. So that seems a bit of a worry. You know, taking an AI track and putting a veneer of humanization over it is quite clever. And I did see some comments about it, and I wanted to share this because it kind of demonstrates where we're at. So there was people talking about this on socials, and I saw more than once a comment that goes, "So what? It's a banger," which is really worrying. See, I get the distinct impression that vast swathes of the public don't really care about it being AI or not being AI. So I think we're getting ourselves into a bit of a mess. I mean, in related news, Australian official charts have now banned tracks that have been generated by AI and Apple Music. So I don't know whether the usual record is being sold there. They're currently introducing tags to their platform to let listeners know it's a track that has not been made by a human, and it follows some Apple demonetizing over check this out 2 billion fraudulent music streams last year. I mean, basically the business is in a bit of a mess. Right, we're going over to Northern Ireland next. This is by producer DJ Stuart Millar, who goes under the name Heliotype. And this tune is called Only Love. We'll be right back. Summer Is Calling, alongside Sunset's favourite Elke Klein from the Netherlands, with a tune called Shed My Skin. It's kind of a remake of an old Dino tune called Shed My Skin, which features Swedish singer Therese on vocal. I'm only giggling because it's taken me a few attempts to pronounce that properly. You might remember her from a massive hit with Stonebridge. Put Them Up High from 2004. Before that, I still really love this much, much older tune from Praise, Only You, which was featured in a 90s new age. It was on a big commercial for a car in the 90s, and the app was co-founded by Jeff McCormack and lifelong best friend and backing vocalist for David Bowie, alongside singer Miriam Stockley, who I know, who did the vocals for Only You, and they were famously sampled for the 2000 track by Fiji by Atlantis. We shall see swiftly into this week's soundtrack selection now. A bit later in the show than we normally play, but our guest selector has picked out something with a bit more energy than the usual movie score. Every week we put aside 5 minutes of the show to let one of the Sunset's family from around the world choose their favourite piece of soundtrack music. Doesn't have to be from a film, it can be from a TV advert, PlayStation or Xbox game, and maybe it could be a TV theme tune. You know, whatever you hear, make a note of it and give us our voicemail line a call when inspiration strikes. So guys, this week's guest selector is Carl in South Africa. Take it away, Carl.
Well, the next call here from Belita in South Africa, kicking off the weekend with an epic tune run by Elderbrook and Vintage Culture. Look at me stuffing that up. It's taken from the Formula 1 2025 soundtrack, which I've been listening to while playing on my PlayStation 5. Just some context, I usually get listen to your podcast at about lunchtime on a Friday. I'm a beer rep, and Belita is on the east coast of South Africa, so usually sitting with a cold beer, usually sharing it with a customer, all the cool tunes. And a lot of your playlists, or a lot of the playlists in the restaurants and pubs in Belita, have come because I found the cool music on your show. So thanks so much. Keep it up. And always remember an old South African saying, don't be a puss, be lekker. Have a good weekend. Cheers, man.
I got a feeling I should hold on, but I've been leaning on the wrong one too long. See what I've done, I've looked through mirrors more than just once. I'm done. When I go off of borders, I doubt, but no one hears me not when I'm loud.
Yeah. feeling. My tired feet circle the healing. All my life me fight them season. If me rise, me move with reason. Love chat round me lame, them twist in the story. Smiling on my face, but envy still worry. Me read the signs, but I move blurry. When the Lord get heavy, me step calm, no hurry. Oh, time for cut you off, me billet. Time for cut you off, me billet. Cut you off, me billet. If you touch it, wave on me feeling. Me now beg, love me done with pleading. Too much scars from past dealings. If we dance now with feelings.
So signed by Camel Factor, their label, When Stars Align. That's a recent one from Humans Music, and it's called Rainbow. We also heard Amsterdam's Rose Ringed with Till the End, which is out this month on the Colorize label. Before that was this week's soundtrack selection, chosen by Carl in South Africa. He's expertly picked out Elderbrook and Vintage Culture with a tune called Run, which he'd recently heard in the most recent Formula One game on his PS5. We also appreciate you setting the scene for us, Carl. I'm sure all of us Brits are very jealous imagining you sipping a cold beer now on the sunshine on the east coast of South Africa on a Friday lunchtime while listening to the show, especially as it's getting a bit dark and wet here. If you'd like to have a go at choosing something, people, it doesn't have to be that obscure. It could be something you heard on an advert, film or computer game, or just on the telly. Just jot it down and then call my voicemail line and leave me a message. Wherever you are in the world, the number to call is +44 800 7765112. And as always, there is no pressure. It's more funny if you cock it up, to be perfectly honest. Something new now from the UK, the latest coming up from up-and-coming producer Because of Art, a house stalwart Simon Neil, better known as Shadow Child, and this tune is called Perception. Another new one there, forthcoming on the iconic Global Underground label. That was Di Montero and Jim Rido, and it's called Holding On To Life. And it had a kind of, we played it last week, or the week before, Lil Louis French Kiss feel about it. I really like that. Before that, we heard one from Marsh, obviously an artist we support a lot on the show. We've been playing that before. It's a great tune. It's called Too High. And that's on the Ajuna label, where he's also set up his own imprint called Martian. That's about all we've got time for this week, people. Thank you for joining me this week. Keep in touch the usual places, Chicane Music on Facebook, Nick Chicane on X, TikTok and Instagram. Listen again for free through the Mixcloud of your favourite podcast app, whichever that might be. And you can also get a full track list from any of those places if there's any particular tune you heard and you want to get a hold of it and track it down. I did a social media post this week. We are got a very limited edition Chicane 30 t-shirt. Head to my Chicane Music website and go and grab yourself one. They are fairly limited. I don't know how long we're going to do those for. And if you'd like to get involved with the show with your own suggestion, you can always leave me a message. Call me on +44 800 7765 112. I'm going to finish off with something quite interesting. It's something new from Everything But The Girl, or at least a new remix. This is from their album Fuse, which came out a few years ago. Their first album in 23 years, blimey. Been remixed by drum and bass legend Logistics, and it's called Run A Red Light. Take care, I shall see you next week, people.
Set, it's a lock in here until he says so.
presents Sunsets. Keep in touch and get a full track listing for this week's show at facebook.com/chicanemusic. Sunsets is a Distorted production. This is distorted.com.